You're listening to the Mickey Gordon Program on the Internet's radio station at Radio WABC.
WABC.
Mickey Gordon. Mickey Gordon here, Net Radio WABC, and the Mickey Gordon Program, and we're at WABC.com. And don't forget, emails to netradio WABC at AOL.com. That is netradio WABC at AOL.com. I'm joined by Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Thank you so much.
Professor Fatso Puny. Hey, y'all. Wow. And, of course, we got Carol Choking on a Chicken Bone, the engineer. So he's joining us, too.
Yeah.
Some celebrity stuff here for you. We got, you know, the big battle with Katie Couric and Diane Sawyer in the morning. And Star Magazine's got some articles here. They say that Katie Couric and Diane Sawyer, it's war.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's war between the two. They got Katie looking tough. Big picture, tough Katie with 8 inches of makeup on her. And then they got a picture of Diane Sawyer like she was all pissed off.
Yeah.
So, here's what the article says. Says that today's show host Katie Couric, cutesy Katie, I just got $60 million, has taken off the gloves, and launched a bitter feud with her morning show rival Diane Sawyer. Katie is 45, just signed that, $65 million contract, so it was five off, for 5 years with NBC, has accused Diane, who's 56, of copying her every move in a desperate bid to up the ratings for ABC's Good Morning America.
Somehow I doubt it. You know, Katie's weak compared to Diane. Diane's good, man. That woman looked good at 56.
It's true. Katie says, I have to laugh when Good Morning America does toy drives like we do, when they do concerts, when they do a wedding. Katie sneered in a recent interview with Newsweek magazine, and she added cattily, it's flattering, but it would be nice for them to try some things that we haven't done first. Now, behind the scenes, Katie is even more outspoken, they say.
Oh, really? A little gossip.
Yeah. She said that this is war. Her new contract juiced her up, and she's ready to go the distance with Diane. Star Magazine sources say that the hard feelings are definitely mutual. A well-placed ABC insider sniffs that Katie has let her new deal go to her head. This person says that Katie has become a diva. Diane, on the other hand, is a serious journalist who couldn't care less what Katie's doing with her millions. Them's fighting words over at NBC where Couric and her supporters snidely point out how Diane Sawyer's hair and figure are an important part of the Good Morning America formula. Diane apparently lost 25 pounds working with the show's fitness trainer.
Yeah.
And her hair has been made blonder. She's obviously in a desperate bid to keep up with Katie, who's more than a decade younger. Who do you think's better looking?
I'm going to go with Diane, man.
So, would you?
Well, yeah, over Katie, sure. I'd have to take Diane over Katie, too. Katie's lost her perkiness.
Yeah. So, that's the deal. Looks aside, the two morning anchor gals have even gone head-to-head over the booking of guests, with Diane trying to poach one of Katie Couric's exclusives. Today, apparently, had an exclusive interview with the president of the company that cloned the first human embryo. They put him in a New York hotel, but Diane Sawyer phoned him and tried to get him on her show. Katie apparently was spitting nails that she was so mad.
Spitting nails. You go, Katie girl.
Yeah. Katie told the source, I can't believe Diane would stoop so low. Katie, who has just celebrated 15 years with the Today Show, has support in her battle from co-host Matt Lauer, although he makes a mere $4 million a year to Katie's $13 million. He is totally loyal to Katie. Although today regularly beats Good Morning America by at least 1 million viewers, the NBC show's ratings lead apparently has slipped to as little as 630,000 more. And this has Katie rattled. An ABC insider tells Star Magazine, "We've actually got her worried. Katie's words are petty and pathetic. She's taking cheap shots at Good Morning America, and she's the one trying to be like Diane Sawyer." Katie apparently went from brown to blonde, wore spike heels, bared her legs, and matched Diane's outfits. Clearly, she is the one who is a copycat.
Oh, wow.
So the feud is on.
Cat fight, cat fight.
That'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Now, Radio WABC, Mickey Gordon program. Let's see. You know, America's crime crusader, John Walsh, star of America's Most Wanted, apparently ended up in the hospital, wasn't feeling well. He had been to one of the U.S. postal offices that had anthrax in it. So he wasn't feeling well, and he was down in Florida, and he checked himself into the hospital. He thought, I got anthrax.
Man.
Kind of harsh. Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, he likes that Humvee of his.
Yeah, he likes that Hummer.
And now he's bought an even beefier military vehicle, a tank.
Really?
Arnie apparently tracked down the American-made M47 tank that he drove in the Austrian army more than 30 years ago. Then he shelled out $2 million and shipped it to the U.S. Now he's got it in some museum in Ohio. Says when he goes to Ohio, he takes the tank out of the museum and drives it around.
Good for him.
Mickey Gordon program on the internet's radio station, Net Radio WABZ.
No more carefree laughter. Silence ever after. Walking through an empty house. Tears in my eyes.
It's
listening to the Mickey Gordon Program on the Internet's radio station, Net Radio, WABZ, WABZ.com. WABC.